USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many in America are in mourning today at news of the death of former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, killed in a helicopter crash in California on Sunday. L.A. County officials were very slow in confirming that Kobe Bryant was among the victims.
And it'd be extremely disrespectful to understand that your loved one was perished and you learn about it from TMZ. That is just wholly inappropriate, so we're not going to be going there.
Since then, the L.A. Sheriff's Office has confirmed Kobe and eight other people were killed, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. No word on what caused the crash. The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump to resume today, as the Trump legal team will continue opening statements that they began at a brief session back on Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
A dire warning from some experts who say tens of thousands of people are likely infected with the potentially deadly coronavirus and governments need to take drastic measures to contain the spread. That's the warning from medical experts at the University of Hong Kong. They say the number of cases is likely far higher than what's been reported so far. Officials have confirmed more than 2,700 cases of the virus, but the doctors say 44,000 people have probably contracted it so far. Those experts also estimating the number of infections is doubling every 6 days. U.S. officials report a rocket attack on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad on Sunday. Several rockets reportedly struck the embassy's dining area. The State Department says no one was killed, but one minor injury was reported. Remember to find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Rocker Huey Lewis is unable to continue touring due to something that affects many rock stars. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Huey Lewis and the News has a new album coming out called Weather in February. However, Huey, in an interview on CBS's This Morning, said he'll never be able to perform again on stage due to a common problem for rock and roll bands.
You know, I lost my hearing almost 2 years ago now. I had lost my right ear. I was diagnosed with a thing called Meniere's disease.
Lewis, who is now 69, has spent a lot of time recently in the hospital being examined by doctors. He says he can't sing not because of his voice, but because of losing his hearing. Lewis also said the Meniere's disease is not something remedied with hearing aids alone. The group Huey Lewis and the News, which had been on the road together for over 40 years, had to cancel all future tours. Later in the interview, Huey said, "The heart of rock and roll is still beating. Unfortunately, I can't hear it." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
At the box office, Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. And the movie about Dr. Doolittle, starring Robert Downey Jr., at number three with $12.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.